Saints or Sinners Grand Final Edition. A bit of a different episode to our regular Saints listeners. Our dad had this idea for his birthday to get all the boys together and record a live studio version of Saints or Sinners at a restaurant in Bentley East. So I apologise in advance for the audio. We did use our regular equipment. However, you will hear plates in the background, waiters in the background, and of course general background noise as we navigate the challenges of recording whilst having pizza and delicious food being thrown in our faces. So, a bit of a different episode. On today's episode, we talk about the game between the Brisbane Lions and the Geelong Cats. We actually recorded this prior to the grand final, but as we release this after, you'll get to hear our predictions and have a bit of a laugh at how accurate or inaccurate we were. We have a few special guests today that have never been on the podcast. Our dad, Uncle Ben, you'll recognise him from the thick Sri Lankan accent later, as well as our older brother Dee. All right, well, enough about that. Let's get into the action. Again, I apologise for the audio. It's going to be a little bit different, but we hope to see you soon for Saints or Sinners. Why don't we roll the intro and we'll see you on the other side. All right, well, grand final edition. I mean, we are one day away from the grand final, and this is probably the weirdest setting we've ever been in. It's Puna Margarita in Bentley East, and we're here with a very special few guests with us today. But nonetheless, we always start with the panels. So first, I'll introduce them. It's the man who has spent 35 plus years watching St. Kilda games, which equates to over 700 games of watching the Saints. He's no stranger to flames or fire in the kitchen, having worked across many restaurants across Melbourne, Sydney, and Sri Lanka. It's our head chef, Yoz.
Yes, I've got a Friday off and love to be back in another restaurant. not working, but good to be here with everyone. We got Moo, we got Dirk, we got Bumpy all in the house. What a team.
That's about half our regular listeners. It's Fantasy Fanatic who's finished in the top 100 twice. And if you recognise those mini matches or AFL highlights on the AFL app, it's because this panelist has worked for the AFL for the past 10 years. It's our Fantasy Fanatic, St. Trenner.
Good day, guys. I'm looking forward to the Saints being in the finals 2026 so we can do this podcast for real.
We get another fantasy update. Crushing it in the
Never mind top 100. I'm top 10 now in AFLW fantasy.
AFLW.
He just dropped it early. He's gone early with the top 10.
I'm doing this without a script, but finally it's our resident straight shooter. He's a former AFL athletes development coach, a former VFL head coach, and now the head coach of the North Ballarat Football Club. Married into a St. Kilda family after his wife and family go for the Saints. Bringing us back to reality, it's our coach Proc.
Mate, you are killing it, host Julian. Great to be here. Can't wait to unpack the Saints or Sinners.
All right, well, let's just get straight into the action. So tomorrow it is Brisbane Lions versus Geelong. So the third time in a row that the Brisbane Lions are in the grand final. Does anyone have any tips for us?
Well, I'm happy to jump in early. It's Brisbane for me. Brisbane, I think seasoned campaigners, really strong in the contest. They have the willpower to get it done. Lockie Neal on one leg. It's set for them to take it from Geelong. As much as Geelong are probably they're the favourites, right?
Yeah, $1.50.
But Brisbane just have that underbelly of like, we can get it done. We've been here before, three in a row. I think Kai Lohman is just going to tear it apart.
Lohman with the shaved head. St. Trenner.
I'm going to have to disagree with Proc. I reckon Geelong are the team to beat. I think if you look at the match against Hawks last week, they got a little bit of a scare in the first and second quarter. The Hawks have got a quality lineup. I think they're a little bit unlucky to finish eighth. And if Geelong can come back from that, I think that they've got no issues coming over the top of Brisbane. The other thing with Brisbane is although they've got some really exciting young forwards in Gallup and Morris, I just worry if they don't get going, who's going to kick the goals for Brisbane? I mean, Rayner came up big last week, but if he can't, I mean, he's the number one villain. So if he can't get going tomorrow, then I really fear for Brisbane tomorrow. So I think Geelong are going to get there.
Yoz, any thoughts? Any scathing chef's night?
No, I'm going the Sam Mitchell route. I hope they both lose. Honestly, I don't care. No, but I reckon it'll be two really brilliant teams. They're perennially up there all the time. And what I admire about them is the way they've built their teams. Like Geelong, if you go through this build, it is unbelievable. Not that many top 10 picks, but real quality rookies, development, how they've built their list. It's brilliant, man. They deserve a raise, Stephen Wells and Mackie. They're amazing. Look at who's a rising star. Ollie Dempsey, one of our favourite players. But we picked 15 in a rookie draft. That is unbelievable. Just the way they build it is also really admirable. And Brisbane, they're going to be up there for a long time. Clint, what do you got?
Happy to jump in.
Yeah.
I remember coaching against Shannon Neal.
Yeah.
And he wasn't very good. Honestly, we played him at Box Hill. Yeah. And I think I had Kyle Hardigan play on him. And, you know, just get him out of the road, like get it done. Yeah. And we beat him by 50 points. It was a good win, but you know, they had Neil playing. I think Narka was running around doing a few things. They also had Higgins. You remember they recruited him for a period of time? So yep. He was in there running around.
Rolls Royce.
But then they had like Manor and a few of these guys who were just coming on. And you're right. Their recruiting is next level. Like it's so good. They bucked the trend with the AFL. You don't need to go to the draft. They're a clear example of it.
Well, guys, thank you for your tips. As you know, Croft is a regular listener of ours, and I think while we've got the man in the house, one of his best mates, and yes. some inside knowledge, yeah, do we get some
We've got to get him on, for sure. We've got to get him on.
We've been waiting for ages.
Got to get him on. We want to listen to the tea. This is the guy, where, for those who are listening at home, that makes shit happens, right?
And he's and you've got a bit of the Eddie Maguire.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Don't talk me up now, boys.
It's full Eddie Maguire. Like, that is the perfect example of who this guy is.
You've got the AFL, Andrew Dillon, and then this guy sits somewhere above that.
Here we go.
Strategically everywhere.
Great to be on here, boys. Last weekend, I'm looking at the grand final tomorrow. We've got the Lions and the Cats. Well, last week I was there watching my beloved Hawks get beaten by the Cats. And the next day we sponsor Collingwood and I watched them get beaten by Brisbane. So it was not a great weekend for me. And I don't know who I'm going for tomorrow. But when you talk about tips, I think there's a couple of things here. I think people are underestimating Brisbane. They're hard. They know what to do in the finals and they just keep finding a way. That's what they brought to their game this season. If you look at them, their comebacks, and that's what they did against Collingwood when Collingwood put it on them, they came back again. And I think the only way the Cats wins if the magical Chris Scott's tactics of bringing back the tagger, where he's got, you know, he's three taggers from Ireland sitting on them. If he can stop the run of Brisbane, that's the only way they win.
I think that's an amazing point you bring up. Chris Scott is changing the game right now, and I don't think anyone will speak about it until he wins. He's rolling three defensive players, which is unheard of. Every coach talks about team defense, right?
Who are they? Can you name for us?
O'Connor.
So, yep.
They have the Irishman.
Yeah. Mullen and Atkins.
So
isn't that the best part about it, Clint?
Mate, it's
names
awesome.
Don't even roll off the tongue quickly.
Yeah, 100%. You're like, who are these guys, right? And, mate, but they're so good. Like, they went to Weddle, gone, out of the game. Newcomb, one clearance, gone. Like, O'Connor, mate, they were fantastic. And I think he could shift the game and that's what a coach has to have the courage to do, to buck a trend, to take it a new way and to work with it.
So that I agree with you, and that's why I reckon it comes down to what's Fags going to do about that.
Yes.
Because you can't just let three taggers take out three of your running players. But because that happens, eventually Bailey Smith and them are going to get on the end of it.
That's right.
That's what they did last weekend.
Just a question for everyone to jump in. What's your position on Lachie Neale being picked? I'm definitely against it. I don't think he can take the risk. I know they might start him as a sub, but I don't care what he's done, how good he's looking. That was what he did his calf. That's like a 5-6 week injury. He's, 33 years old? I just don't think he should take the risk. I think it doesn't pay off most of the time. What do you reckon?
I think in hindsight we'll be able to say whether it was the right decision. If he gets subbed out early because of injury, everyone's going to come down hard on them and say, we told you so. But if he can get through a game or have an impact as sub, then maybe you say it was worth it. I've been hearing all week about how Lachie Neale has calves bigger than everyone, so maybe he's got an extra one there, I don't know. But good effort from him anyway.
Yeah, I think you play him for sure. I think they don't have a lot of depth, believe it or not, the Lions. They really don't. The Bruce Revel would come into the starting lineup, and Hugh McCluggage was kept to 14 disposals in the first prelim against Geelong, so they need some power in the midfield. I would play him, whether they start him as a sub or like GWS did with Josh Kelly in the final, and he had an impact against Hawthorn. They knew he couldn't play full games. So, yeah, I think yours is your last game of the year. You just kind of throw everything at it. I would take an unfit Lachie Neale over one of their fit seconds.
But now you got the coach answer.
New man, just let me just tell you something. The mic.
You don't win grand finals by playing it safe. And if Lachie Neale, how many has he won? Brownlow's he
Two.
Won?
Two.
Exactly. How many you won? Exactly. Let me tell you something. If he's telling you, if you're the coach, what's Fags going to do? He tells you, I'm ready to go. You back him in. Right? Yeah. You take the risk. And grand finals aren't going to be won by just trying to play defensive and hope for the best. And yeah, it may not come off, but they'll come good.
Yeah. I have to agree. I agree. End of story.
Yeah, he might end up with 30 disposals, two goals, and the North Smith, and then everyone say it was the greatest decision ever.
Yeah, that's a great point.
If you're going to take any advice, it's going to be for Moo, because rumour has it he was running around giving Luke Ball a touch up on the weekend. Is that true, Moo? Come on, give us the details. Yeah,
come on, tell us about the game.
I got touched up. Lenny Hayes runs
Lenny,
through.
No way.
Lenny Hayes, Nick Riewoldt, Luke Ball. We thought we were playing a dad's game of footy. They brought their A game. Very physical, very good. Reminded me why I didn't make it. But anyway, got to be honest about it. But Lenny was crashing through those packs. And you know what the best part is? Next day he ran a half marathon. How good is he?
That's why he's our favourite.
Unbelievable. But coming to the Saints just before I go, because it's up all about you guys today. When you think about the teams tomorrow and you think about the Saints and Sinners, everyone's pretty high up on the Saints at the moment because you've recruited well, kept the key players. Who stands up for you in a grand final? Because it doesn't matter how many games you win during the season, you've got to bring home the gold.
Yeah, and that's a great segue into the next part we talk about, which obviously is recruits. And the Saints have had on paper, it looks like a good period of time where we've recruited and things like that. But time will tell. That's always the thing. But it's good for the Saints, and I won't crash in on your parade here, yours. I reckon you're ready to go, but everyone will be feeling up and about.
Well, I think it's all up in the air about the quality of the player we've got. We've spent a lot of money. We've paid the St Kilda tax because looking at
St Kilda tax,
Dex provided the stats for us. What is it? One flag in 150 years, and that's 0.80%. Winning percentage. So to get players to come to your club, we're not one of the successful clubs, one of the big Melbourne clubs. We got to pay overs to get them. So we've seen who we wanted. Obviously, they wanted to get TDK. That's a pay him a shitload of money. They wanted to get JSOS. That was a bit... We're still working out how that played out, but they paid him overs to get him. They wanted to get Leak. They definitely paid overs to get him. They wanted to get Ryan. They're definitely paying overs to get him, and now we've heard their latest offer is 900k to Flanders because they're targeting, they want him, so they're paying what they want, but that's going to be up in the air to see how it actually performs. And that's where we're going to have to get Dirk in to how he's going to put all these in the books. How is all this going to payments going to work for the salary cap? How are they going to pay Naz 2 million, TDK 1.8 million, 900k to League? Dirk, how are we going to do all this and then all pay right. all the other
here
stuff?
Here we go. So here's the segue, right? We're going to put the accountant on. Accountant. This is Dirk. Tell us how we're going to pay him.
Well, you guys have heard of creative accounting?
How do you do it? Well, I know Soss has heard of creative accounting from Carlton.
Well, I think it's a question of, hiding money under in drawers and then pulling it out when you need it and offering lucrative jobs and... incentives and so forth, and there's a way of doing it.
Yeah. So are you excited by these new signings? We've had a tough few years. I know you've written into the club a few times about their lack of progress. What do you think, Dirk, about how we're looking for next season?
They still need to learn how to kick to their forwards. None of this bombing the ball up in the air. They've got to be able to hit them in the stomach and when the forwards lead, and they've got to learn that. And I know there's a great coach around who can do the job. I've seen him kicking, and his name happens to be Proctor, but whether they engage him or not, I don't know.
Well,
I have written to them.
Push for Proctor, get the seconds team up, get a proper culture, get the team set up. He knows what he's talking about.
They just need to learn how to kick, I think. That's the biggest problem. Kick to their forwards and hit them on the chest. Like Wanganeen did in that fantastic game.
The one he got two votes for, that one, right?
Oh, we'll get to that later. Disgraceful. The siren has sounded, so we've got a trivia question for everyone. So speaking of Geelong in the grand final, I've gone back to when Geelong played St Kilda in the grand final in 2009. The Saints had one multiple goal scorer that day. Who was it?
Oh, wait, go again.
So in the 2009 grand final, St Kilda had one multiple goal scorer against the Cats. Who was that player?
Was it Cozzy? No, Milne? Was it Cozzy or Milne?
It wasn't Milne.
And I know Rui didn't.
It wasn't Cozzy either.
Was it Schneider?
It was Schneider.
Schneider.
He finished with two goals, three. So a lot of people thought he should have had more and won us the game.
Missed that one in the last quarter.
And how many goals did Hawkins finish on? I know one of those at the post.
I didn't understand that, but I know we are Saints supporters, but we did get a a free kick in the goal square after you kicked a goal.
Oh,
and
he
got
right.
two goals for the price of one for a very soft one. A la our man Cam Rayner, that style of free kick, which people forget. So we're going to go over the 09 and 10 grand finals, are we? Are we going there?
No, we're not there. Come we're not there. We're still talking about recruits, aren't we?
We'll swap back
because I need to get my psyche involved to talk about that sort of stuff.
Well, the name Cam Rayner was just mentioned. I don't know. Dee's a big fan of him. And in the first final against Geelong, Cam Rayner was the villain. So how are the fans going to respond to him playing them again? He's going to get booed all game.
Oh,
but he
sure.
could be one of those X-Factor draft pick one, right?
Fire starter.
Yeah.
Love him as
absolutely
a player.
Absolutely changed the game.
Sensational player. Really good. Yeah, definitely the one the Saints need. And Liam Ryan ain't it.
Philippou.
I'm just leaning in here.
Type of player.
Philippou, absolutely. Definitely could be it.
No, what, you're not happy with Liam, eh?
No, I'm going to get off on my chest. I mean,
that's how we go over it?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go on Liam.
All right. Incredibly poor decision from the Saints to get Liam Ryan. The dude's 29, right? He played at West Coast and kicked 19 goals or whatever he did. Like, mate, this guy ain't going to come in and help you at all. He is not your premiership player. I'm sorry, I have to get this off my chest. But Liam Ryan is not going to come in and add any value to the Saints team. But like, he's not a crumbing forward. He's not a pressure player. He's a marking small forward. And Jack Higgins is exactly that. So you've basically brought in Jack Higgins, but he's older. And he's going to get injured and hardly play.
3 years, 600K. With a trigger for a fourth.
Horrendous deal. I'm staggered by the fact that they've had a really good off-season with TDK. You needed him.
Aaliyah
will be really good because he's got future and he's young. But this guy, like, I just don't understand it.
Premiership player.
Yeah, in your twos.
Well, you mentioned 600K, Proc. That's pocket change for us. That's
nothing. He's decent. He take a grab,
mate.
Bit of X factor. We got no one.
I hope Wilkie leaves.
We got a bit of
I hope he goes. Yeah, you pay all these blokes this bullshit money. I see you later. I'll take my 1.4 at the Bulldogs.
Wilkie will get his bag. He'll get his renegotiated contract.
Go to Carlton.
Well, I will say the Saints, at least they've gone in for all their targets, which the Bulldogs, obviously it's a bit of retribution for stealing J-Sauce from their nose. But if you're going to go for Wilkie, if you're the Bulldog, why wouldn't you offer him 1.4? Well, they're going 900K, mate. Give him the 1.4 bag. Try and get him out of St Kilda. He might be the difference between he winning a flag. Not that I want
they to win a flag. They probably don't have the room. That's the problem.
Not that Saints would ever trade him. But
so, and do we talk about Silvani?
Yes. No, we didn't. Look at this guy.
It's dodgy.
No?
It's dodgy, isn't it?
His record's dodgy. I'd agree.
Well,
I agree.
I don't know. Does he make it better?
Is he 900K worth?
He's handy. He's handy.
Who? What do you reckon, J-Sauce?
I don't know. Like,
nepotism go Nepo baby start going on.
This is where you sort of question some of the decisions. If you want to win a flag, you want it the best. And so I'm not going to hate on paying big money to get the right players if you want to win a flag.
Yeah.
And I think you mentioned that before. Throwing big money around for people that are probably not in your top five at other clubs.
Yeah, fair enough. I think that's up for question. Those two, a bit older. Yeah, you had a good season, but this is the first good season. Dirk, you're gonna chuck you about J-Sauce.
My only thinking is that Lyon is going for players who he can swing from forward to defence to forward, and I'm thinking that's his plan. He's gonna pick up all these players who can switch.
That's kind of what
around
Sam
because that's what Geelong has done and what Hawthorn have done. They need people who can. They can swing them from one position to the other. Don't you think so?
Well, it's interesting. It's essentially you're replacing what you lost with Josh Battle when you offered him 900K at the end, but he had to drag it out of the Saints as usual to get that offer, and he left. So you're basically replacing with the older, more injury-prone player. So I don't think that's a net win, is it, to be honest?
I think
he's handy.
Yeah.
Is he going to move the needle for us? No.
No. No. So Silvani, no good.
Ryan,
no good.
Happy with Flanders if you grab him?
Flanders, absolutely.
We'll
get to him in a minute.
Pick.
But I think Lekalea, yes. Like, he's got development. He's going to grow. He's going to get better because he's spent time in your system and he's got athletic attributes and all that stuff. TDK, you need a ruckman. No problem. But these other two guys, they're just freaking gap fillers, mate. They're no good. Like, they're not going to help
this
you.
This clogger.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, like that. Maybe Silvani makes your locker room better.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, right? Makes your locker room better. Is he in your premiership team? Just. I can't imagine it.
We're going to have to break this down on a further episode. Why don't we finish off with the trivia and then we'll give everyone's grand final predictions and then we'll wrap up. What have you got for us, Trent?
All right, I'm going back to that St Kilda Geelong grand final. Oh, no. There was one player who had 30 touches on that game. Who was it for the Saints?
Was it our man, D's man Lenny?
Goddard.
Goddard,
you'd think it would be Hayes and Goddard, but it wasn't.
Was it Joey Montagna?
No.
Oh. Hang on, what?
So there was one player for the Saints who had 30 touches in that grand final versus the Cats.
Nicky Dow?
It's a tricky one. It wasn't even Nicky Dow. I'll give you a clue. It wasn't a midfielder.
Like Gwilt or someone.
Like someone random like Jason Graham.
It was Jason Graham.
Jason Graham, my man, yeah.
I do remember.
Plenty of run-off halfback.
Really?
Wow.
Before we go, we need to give the audience a taste of Bumpy.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Like Ben. We've got to get Ben.
He's got his Kangas. He's old. I want Ben. He's Kangas gear on.
You bring him in. You bring. No,
where's the intro?
Well, hang on. Where's the intro for Ben? Come on. Yeah, you bring him in, Dean.
Let me just tell you about this, man. He represented Sri Lanka in the rugby. He was Mr. Sri Lanka, Junior Sri Lanka in under 19s in terms of bodybuilding. And he still goes to the gym every day, and he's in his 70s.
King of Bentley.
3,000 sit-ups a day just to offset the food he eats every day. But Benny, you've been a big North Melbourne supporter. But
50 years. 50 years.
50 years.
Yeah.
And what was it like representing your country in rugby?
Something that we can't explain, really. Representing a country is it's not easy. Yeah. Because a lot of guys are knocking at the door all the time.
Now, you won a number of trophies. To win championships, what was the most important thing for a team?
Team.
But as a team to win it, what did you have to do? What do you think was the secret success to winning this?
What were the sacrifices you made to get there?
Oh, sacrifices, yeah. Well, I had to be the team person. Because I had to win the ball all the time. Oh. And I had to make sure that I threw the ball for the guys to catch the do the line out. It all ended up with me. If I didn't throw the ball to them properly, they just really get upset with me anyway.
Oh, a Bumpy with a bit of me action, eh? It was all
right. Well, it looks like what you need, Geelong or Brisbane, or actually the Saints. Saints should recruit Bumpy if you want
to
play.
Big stars to stand up on the stage, isn't it?
All right, well, days. Bumpy, thanks for being with us today, mate.
And Bumpy, as a big North Melbourne fan, you must be stoked with how good they're doing in the women's, right? Undefeated for nearly a season and a half.
All right, let's go around the table, give team and tip, and then we'll wrap up. So I'm going to go Brisbane because of their experience. Brisbane by 7 in a close game.
You give us a Norm Smith best goal.
Norm Smith, I'll go Lucky Neil for a bit of a surprise, and first goal, Logan Morris.
Catch the win by 35, Lucky Neil to do his calf, Ollie Dempsey to kick 3, and bag a Norm Smith medal.
Oh, I like that, Dempsey. Trenner.
I'll say the Cats by 21, Grian Myers first goal, and Bailey Smith, Norm Smith.
I'm going Brisbane 20 points. Camarena, BOG. Camarena, first goal.
And then you
he's
know what,
the man.
You know what that equates? MRL, 3 votes.
MRL, 3. And I had a win on that.
I'm going to go for Brisbane because I just love their little coach, Chris Fagan. I've got a soft spot for him. And best on ground, I'm going for the same guy that you went for, Rainer. And Brisbane by 12 points.
And then finally finish up with Uncle Ben. Tip, who's going to win tomorrow?
Brisbane by one goal.
Just
one goal.
Oh, yeah, look, I'll back in Brisbane. That was my tip at the start. And I think they'll win by about 15 points. And, I think Cam Rayner wins the Norm Smith.
Oh.
And in terms of first goals, I'm actually going to go the other way. I reckon Cameron gets the first goal.
Yeah. Very nice.
Well, with Cameron, you get Charlie and Jeremy.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of this grand final edition of Saints or Sinners. Thank you for having us. And yeah, Queen Margarita, this is our annual tradition. We'll continue next year.
Thank you to Queen Margarita. One more thing for Jules. Are we gonna get a Wardlaw video from you? We've got a few requests. He's holding out. Jess Wardlaw, give us some love. Come on, Jules.
Just got a request. If someone could imagine that we're St Kilda's in the grand final and we want a classical finish, and someone's commentating. Come on, who's going to give me a classical finish?
Oh, wait, commentating, did you say?
Trent's the commentator.
Jules, Trent. Come on, Trent.
Oh, I'll say the Saints are down by 4 points. It's going inside. Wood kicks it. Long to Sia Wanganin Miller with a huge mark. He kicks the goal, and wait a minute, it's Jack Viney, 3 votes.
Oh, well done.
Very good, very good. Very good.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of a crazy episode of Saints or Sinners. We hope you enjoyed something a little bit different and a little bit chaotic. We still are planning to do our Saints Mega Trivia episode, so stay tuned for further updates on our Instagram, which is at Saints or Sinners Pod. Until then, we hope you enjoyed the AFL Grand Final and the season. Stay hopeful of the Saints. We're hoping for big things in the next few years. Let's go, Saints or Sinners. Thank you for joining us and have a great night.